Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy New Year. Oh my gosh. Happy
2025.
I can't believe it's 2025. Can you believe COVID was 5 years ago?
I know. I think we started the podcast. Like, I think we started a little 2021.
Yeah.
So it's been, that's actually so crazy.
Yeah.
But we missed you. I felt like it felt like a month that we haven't
it honestly talked felt to you so guys. Long. It was nice and refreshing to definitely take a break and relax.
For sure.
But definitely ready to be back, jump right in. We have so much to catch you guys up on. I feel like so much has happened in the past 3 weeks that we took off. So yeah. Buckle up because I feel like this week is going to be a long episode, but we're so excited and just so happy to be in the new year. And I just love how a new year feels so refreshing.
I know. I feel like the air, something's in the air. Like it's exciting. People are so hopeful. It just feels different. Like it's just new and fun and exciting. And everyone's like, this is my year. Like every year.
Yes. Love that energy. And just love all the positive vibes going into the new year. And I feel like it's just such a good time to reflect and just touch base with yourself, how you're doing, where you're at, like what your goals are. And obviously you can do these all year long, but it's just like something about the new year. So we're so excited to be back. We're going to do kind of just a holiday recap, catch you guys up. We have our influences of the week. And then this week we thought we would just kind of start with habits we're going to bring into the new year, just basically some ins and outs and things like that. Just a very chatty catch up episode. So we missed you guys. And I feel like we'll just probably start maybe like a little bit before my birthday. So we did... For my birthday, we did a cutie little staycation, like probably a week or so before my actual birthday on Christmas Eve. We did a cute little staycation at the Guild, which is my favorite hotel in San Diego. It's just so cute and chic and just I love everything about it. I love every corner. It's like so fun and just aesthetic and it's pretty. We went to dinner at Nobu, which was so yummy. And this was Danielle's first time actually eating fish at Nobu.
Yeah, so it was
That was honestly really exciting for me because she usually would get just the vegetarian roll or the vegan roll or something they have.
Yeah, life is so much more exciting now. And
then she got to try my favorite dishes. And she just like is so good. Up to a whole new world. So that was really
exciting.
Wait,
what's
exciting.
It called again? I need to remember.
The thing that I get?
Yeah, what's the first thing
I think
thing
it's
you
like
get?
The dry miso salmon.
Okay, yeah, so
good. Or
I think
good. It's supposed to be like a dry miso yellowtail, but I always switch it to salmon. And it has like the garlic flakes on it.
Yeah, it's so yummy. So that was so fun.
Yeah, that was so yummy. And we haven't been there in so long, honestly. Like... I think it's been like years since we've been to Nobu, so
yeah, probably a year.
Yeah, so that was really fun, and then went back to the hotel and shot some content around the hotel, and it's just so cute, and every corner is such a vibe, and they had all their Christmas decorations out, and yeah, so it's like just so fun and a fun. I love a good, just
really
like
cute.
Girls' night staycation, like
like chill vibes,
crazy.
Dress up, yeah,
so that's cute. The vibe. So. That was really fun. And I think that was basically the last time we saw each other in person. Until our FaceTime right now, basically. but yeah, so that was really fun. And then I think, honestly, I'm trying to think like what I did. I feel like it's all such a blur, but do you want to go or do you want me to go?
With our you can keep going. Like, what'd you do on your birthday?
Okay,
you had a
really
cute cake.
Oh, yes. Okay, let me think. Okay, rewind. So my birthday is the 24th. Christmas Eve, which is sometimes hard because like everyone's out of town and like people are busy. So, and I don't like to travel on my birthday. It's just like something I will not do. So my dad ended up coming out the 23rd. It was so, oh my gosh. It was when all that crazy stuff at the San Diego airport was happening.
Oh my God, I saw
and
that there was all the over fog. TikTok.
Yes. And like the lines were like out the doors, like Terminal yeah, One was crazy because Terminal One is like the small terminal. And like, it was like, I don't even know. I think it got so backed up because of all the canceled flights and the delays that they weren't even letting people through security. People were missing flights. Like delays were insane. Dang. So.
Was his? But,
no, my dad got in fine. He came in like afternoon. Okay. So I think the fog usually clears up by then. I think it's the morning flights that really get affected and then it bumps everything back basically. Mm. But he came in, we went and got lunch and then did some grocery shopping because we had to go to the Asian markets because when he comes out, I always request that we make our homemade Vietnamese egg rolls and they're so yummy, like authentic, like family recipe. So we had to get all that stuff. And then we went to dinner that night. I can't remember where we went. I think it's called Chart House. It's in Solana Beach, I think. It's like literally on the ocean, basically.
Okay, I think I've been there.
It was pretty dark, so we couldn't really see the ocean, but it was really yummy. So that was really fun. Oh, and then the night before that, so the 22nd, Andrew took me out to dinner for my birthday at my favorite restaurant, Steak 48. So that was really yummy.
Yum.
And then, so my dad, yeah. So we went to dinner with my dad, and then we prepped all the ingredients and everything the night before. 23rd, so then the 24th was my actual birthday. We like made egg rolls, made spring rolls. It's kind of like a whole day process because we made so many. We probably made, I think I want to say like maybe 75, like 60 oh to 75. My God. Just because you like, you batch make it.
Yeah.
And like you, I don't know, like we always just, because it's such a process, you don't want to just like, yeah, make like one meal's worth. Well. So we like made so many, like gave our neighbors a dozen, like my dad took some home too. That's like had so some sweet. Literally every day for like lunch and dinner. It's just so good.
I love that.
And when you go to Vietnamese restaurants, you always get this fish sauce. It's like the orangey one. Mm-hmm. And that one is just so not it. Like when you make it homemade, it is so good. I could drink it. It's like, it sounds so disgusting, but like it's so good homemade. So it was just so yummy, and it's one of those things I want to have as a family tradition. So I literally record. Yeah. I'm like, I made a vlog. I haven't edited yet, but I literally recorded my dad and me making them so I could remember every single step of what to do. I don't think I'm going to like post it publicly or anything, but it's it'll just be for just me for to you. Have so I can continue this family recipe, and I just want to like get really good at it basically and then share it with my kids and all that. So yeah, that was really fun. So we did that. And then he stays usually through Christmas. So did my little birthday shoot with my burgundy Love that. Cake. She was so cute this year.
So cute.
I feel like I just had to do burgundy. So yeah, it turned out really cute. And I actually went with a smaller cake this year. And it worked out really well.
I don't know if you couldn't even tell. Okay, no, yeah.
It was like the small size and way more worth it. So loved that. But yeah, and then Christmas, we did all of our Christmas stuff. And then my dad went home and then just like FaceTimed my mom and sister and family and like opened presents via FaceTime. So that was really fun. And then, yeah. And then I got sick. And then I was supposed to go to Utah with Andrew, but got sick. So I ended up not going. I think my body was just like, absolutely not, like exhaustion, just like back to back so much. It was literally like New York, holiday party, like dad visiting, birthday, Christmas. And it's always just so much. And I was just feeling so overwhelmed. And I was like, I just need to stay put.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting sick. And so I didn't go on the trip. Andrew went, and then he was there the 26th. I was going to come back the 29th anyway because I had the Post Malone concert with Boot Barn, which was so fun. And then he was going to come back on the 31st so that we could have New Year's together. But since I ended up getting sick, I felt pretty much better by the Post Malone concert, so I still went to that. It definitely didn't help me like get better quicker. Like if anything, it sent me back a day, but it's fine. Totally worth it. Post Malone is so good. Like I just, his old stuff, his new stuff, he played it all. It was so fun. So
love that.
That was really fun. And then I was still kind of under the weather, and Andrew and I talked on the phone on, I think it was like that day or the day after, and his flight ended up getting delayed like 2 hours. I'm not sure why. But we ended up deciding he should just like extend his trip in Utah for a few more days. So he ended up coming home on the 2nd. So I literally spent like New Year's Eve on the couch by myself, like with my dogs, and I was watching Real Housewives of New York City. Like, so it was honestly so funny, but I'm like, this is 31. Like, this is like what life is as you get older. It's like just so funny. But I was honestly so happy doing that. I was like, he FaceTimed me at midnight and like, said Happy New Year.
That's
and like,
good.
I was like, honestly, so great. And then, he came back on the 2nd. And then honestly, I feel like I just have been nesting in my home. I don't leave the house if I don't have to. Like, I've just like taken a break from everything basically. Like, have not been to Pilates. Like, I'm starting everything up back this week. So gonna get back into like my workout routine and eating healthy. And then obviously with the holidays, you're eating like cake and desserts and like all the dairy and all the gluten. So gotta get back into my routine because I definitely do feel a little bloated, but so then gotta like, but I just like have been doing closet clean out, reorganizing, trying to purge things, like get rid of things that I don't wear or just brands that I don't really like post about anymore or things. I just like unfortunately hold on to things for way too long and I attach memories to my items. It's like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I worked with this brand like 4 years ago. I can't let go of this. This is the first item they gifted me. Like, I'm so weird. So I need to, I'm starting to let go because I just like have all these beautiful pieces coming in. So I'm like, I need to make room for them. Like, and I feel like my style is also kind of changing a little bit. Like, I'm not, like, for example, like, I feel like I'm just not that into crop tops anymore. And I used to be so into crop tops. Like, I feel like I would wear crop tops in the winter because I just loved a good crop top. And that's just, like, not the vibe anymore. And I still have clothes from, like, before I got my boobs done. And those obviously just don't fit anymore because my boobs just don't fit in them. So I just need to get rid of those things. So I spent a good probably 2 days just like trying on clothes and like if they did not fit right, like if it didn't look good, if it's not my style anymore, like getting rid of it.
That's good. So, that's productive.
Like putting in the work with that. So I think it's easier for me to let go of things when I actually try it on and I'm like, wait, this doesn't fit or I don't like this or like I have three others that I would rather wear than this one. So doing a really good clean out, just organizing papers in my little file folder thing, just like random papers, I don't know, receipts, things like that. And that's what I've been doing the past week. And then I'm really excited. I am looking forward to this week to getting back into routine and just going to Pilates, cooking more at home. Like we barely cooked the past couple weeks. So I'm so excited to get back into that and just like saw my therapist on Saturday, seeing my nutritionist this week, like just, you know, getting back into the swing of things and just routine and structure. So that's where I'm at. What about you? What are you up to this holiday season?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's felt like forever, but I feel like it was exactly what I needed, even though it was busy with like family and stuff. I just feel like it was, I did take like so much time off socials like when I could and like not shooting and stuff, and I just felt like it was a really good reset. But
I know we really be digging in the archives, like
we really do be like, I'm like, all right, I wonder if people are noticing. But
it's
fine. It has been a really nice break. But yeah, so this year I celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. So this year it started on the same day, which is very rare. Yeah, like Hanukkah started, I think, on Christmas Day. So that overlapping was just like nonstop.
Does that mean you have to have dinner every night? Every night of Hanukkah, like you have a dedicated dinner?
Like, like, it depends. Like, it's kind of up to you. But yeah, I feel like people like to do Hanukkah dinners and stuff like that. So it depends. Like, everyone's different. But there's a lot of Jewish people around me. So yeah, there was like dinners every night. But yeah, so we went to, I always celebrate Christmas in LA with my mom's sister. So we went up the 23rd and we came back, I think, like the 26th. And that was really good. My sister came, she visited from Utah. She's in medical school there. So it was just so fun having her here for like, I don't remember how long she was here. I think it felt like 2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks. And that was really fun. I was pretty much with her like every single day. So it was really nice catching up with her. And then we did a ton of like Hanukkah dinners for like the past week. And yeah, I feel like for the most part, I've been laying low. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really rejuvenated me. I feel like by the end of this year, I was so burnt out, like concerningly burnt out. So yeah, I'm excited to go into the new year. I feel like I've been vision boarding, and it's funny because my vision board like is just so different than previous years. Like, I have so many, like, it's like really cute. Like, I feel like I have like I have a few images of like really cute, like girlies, like sleeping beauty, like it's like Sleeping Beauty. Okay. Because that's the vibe we're trying to rest this year, but like be cute, like in a girl, it's like, I want to be my feminine flow where like, what, how do they say, work smarter, not harder. Yeah. That's the vibe. I'm trying to be in my flow. I'm trying to keep the peace. I feel like I finally feel like this peace I've been looking for, and I'm trying to keep that and not push myself more than I need to. But I feel like just being in my creative flow, because I feel like I lost that for a sec. And what else have I been doing? Not a whole lot of things, honestly. I'm excited to get back into a routine too. I have been cooking a lot.
Love that.
That's been fun. My sister loves to cook, so honestly, I feel like we learned a lot of really good recipes when she was here. And I'm like actually planning my meals for the week, and it's really fun, like creating a menu every night. And it's
I just saw this girl post, and she was like, I asked AI to come up with three
recipes. Oh my God, I just saw that. Week,
and like with like certain proteins if you want, like you can be as specific as you want, and then it like breaks it down for you.
Okay.
And I was like, I saw that. Genius.
But it was a guy saying, you ask ChatGPT your exact grocery list from the exact store, and ChatGPT will like say the exact, and then you say like how many, like if you want it to be protein heavy, what your budget is. Was that the video you saw?
No, it was a girl.
Okay, because I'm gonna do that next time, but I literally just went today. That's such a good idea.
I know. So good.
But yeah, Josh and I finally eat the same meals now for dinner. Like, we literally never did that. So it's like fun and new. So that's been really fun. But yeah, I'm really excited for this year. And yeah, I feel like that's kind of what I've been up to.
I feel like, do you want to just go into your influence of the week? Because I feel like it.
Oh, yes. My influence of the week is vision boarding. I feel like I'm still creating it. I have a whole setup on my floor right now. I was doing it and then I took a photo, and I'm probably going to post it tomorrow. So that's probably up. But I've been like trying to create an actual vision board. It's usually just on my phone, but I want to print things out and like frame it in my office so I can see it. But I think it's really cool just seeing how vision boards evolve over time. And I feel like my vision board like 2 years ago was so like focused on numbers. And this year I feel like it's not. And I think that's personal progress for me, because I'm like, okay, we're digging a little deeper here, and like priorities have changed and certain things and stuff like that. So I love a vision board. I still have numbers on my vision board, but yeah, I love a vision board. I feel like every single year it's just crazy to see what happens. Like last year, I remember I was creating my vision board last year and I randomly was like, I want to go to Portugal. I literally have no plans to go to Portugal, but like, I really want to go. And I randomly put that on my vision board. And then we were not planning on going to Portugal, but like, literally, it was such a last minute decision. And it was Josh's decision to like make the switch and like route it around Portugal. And like, it just was not planned at all. And it's just so crazy that like, that randomly happened. So I don't know. I'm just a huge vision board girly. I love creating vision boards. So if you haven't made yours already, this is your sign to do that.
That is my sign to do that. I have not done mine.
They're so fun. Ugh. Pinterest is just so, I forget about Pinterest. I seriously do. I need to spend more time on that app. Happy place. I am not scrolling on Pinterest. Like I do so often, but now I feel like now I'm going to be on it all the time. Wait, also question. Are you scrolling Pinterest like on your business account or do you have a separate account?
I think it's my business account. Or is it like all account.
On? Okay. Because I feel like sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's crowded and busy in there, but.
Yeah.
I love Pinterest. Yeah.
Love that. I need to do my vision board. I thought it would be like so fun to have like a vision board like party, obviously, but I'm just like so exhausted and I'm like,
I know,
I just like have this internal struggle. I'm like, oh, I want to host like these cute little parties, but then also I'm tired. So
yeah,
I know, I need to like do my vision board.
Lavonde is having a vision board party. Cute. It looks really cute.
Yeah, I saw a couple places do it. Just like, I don't know, I feel like I would just want to host more. So I'm like, it would be so cute to just have like little parties here and there. So
do like a Galentine's or something.
Yeah, so I need to like let that go and move on to the next. But yeah. So yeah, I still need to, I literally have not done any type of planning for 2025. Like I fully gave myself this like first week to do absolutely nothing, like no pressure on myself. Like this week I'm gonna set up like all my things. I'm gonna do my vision board this week. I have to set up all my new Excel sheets for tracking, like,
yeah,
you know, expenses or collabs and all that. I'm gonna set that all up like this week. And like, yeah, so that'll be done this week, I think. We'll see. I'm not putting pressure on it. When it feels right.
Do it when it feels right.
When I'm going to do it. So, okay, my influence of the week this week is just not being a psycho about it, but using cleaner products around the house and just starting to transition. I've been talking to my nutritionist about this and she's like, you don't need to go and just throw things away cold turkey. Like you can just finish the products that you have. It's fine. But when you go to replace them and buy new ones, that's when you get the cleaner products. So like, for example, laundry detergent, I've used Tide for as long as I can remember. Honestly, yeah, I think my parents used Tide, which still is why using I use Tide.
It. Cringe.
Yeah. So, but now she's like, you know, detergent, it's like you wear these clothes or you wash your sheets or your towels and they touch your body or you rub your body with your towels or you literally are sleeping on your sheets and like the chemicals or like fragrance or like in these products like are just not that great for you, especially for women with hormones. And like women are so complicated. Mm-hmm. Like it's so crazy. So switching to just cleaner laundry detergent, I think she said Seventh Generation is a really popular brand. I think it's like a Target brand. Mm. It's on Amazon
and that's a clean one. I'm writing this down.
Yeah, that was the one she recommended. But there's a ton, not a ton, but there are some out there. Like I think that brand Dead Cool, I think, is non-toxic, or some of them are.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay, and then same with like mirror cleaner or counter spray, like, or dish soap, like anything like that, just like switching it out. And then the really big thing is trying to remove microplastics. I feel like this all sounds so woo-woo, but like, why does no one talk about this? So Andrew didn't really believe me when I told him. I was like, hey, I really want to kind of remove plastic things out of the kitchen, like microplastics are such a thing. And he was like, no, it's probably like not that much, whatever. And then he Googled it and it said that on average, like we consume 50 grams of microplastics a year, which if you think about that, that's literal straight up plastic that you're ingesting, like you're eating. Yeah. Like it's like, I'm just shocked basically. So for example, like we're cutting boards, I guess, is a good example. Mm-hmm. So like cutting boards and like when you're cutting your vegetables or your just like whatever you are cutting on your plastic cutting board, when you cut, you can see the little like marks on the cutting board. Mm-hmm. And those are basically like the little plastic coming up and like getting in your food.
Yeah.
So it's like you're cutting things and then the little microplastic is getting in your food and then you are cooking it, whatever, eating it, and then you're literally eating microplastics. So mm-hmm. like getting rid of, I threw away all of my plastic cutting boards and we're just going to use wood now. I got rid of all of our plastic Tupperware containers and we got a set from Caraway for Christmas from Andrew's parents. It's like glass. The lid mm-hmm. is glass and the, I don't know what the like actual material of the container is, but I think it's like, it's kind of like the pan, you know, those nonstick pans, ceramic. I think that's glass. I don't know. But I think Caraway is like one of the non-toxic mm-hmm. cookware places. So just things like that, like, or it's like crazy, even if you like cut like something on your pot or pan and it nicks the material of it, then that like those chemicals every time you cook are like getting in your food. Honestly, it's so crazy to think about. Sometimes I go down a mm-hmm. rabbit hole with it and I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, you can totally easily do that.
Just trying to just clean up that kind of stuff and like starting to incorporate more clean beauty. I feel like now we have so many options with clean beauty that we mm-hmm. didn't have before. I'm not gonna like not use like regular makeup too, but just being aware and being conscious of that, and like with the kitchen and laundry stuff, just replacing like when I run out and then buying the new stuff, not just like going crazy throwing everything away. Yeah. And then like so that's like kind of a transition thing, but I think that's something that I am bringing into 2025 and just a focus for me. So
yeah, I feel like that's a really good little New Year's resolution for the year.
So that's my influence of the week, because that's just something I've been doing where I've just been running out of all my things coincidentally. Right. So I just ordered a bunch of stuff and I got it all on Amazon and just like being educated and searching and researching just non-toxic, like no perfumes, fragrance, I mean, no, like all that added mm-hmm. stuff, just like keeping it basic. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So that's my influence.
That's a good one.
This week and probably this whole year. So stay tuned. 30 minutes
Let's jump into it.
Let's dive into the episode. We wanted to start this year with just strong habits that we're bringing into 2025, basically our ins and our outs and what we're going to be doing and how we're approaching this year and kind of how we set up our year for success and just how we kind of decide on what we want to focus on. So I feel like the first thing is probably the most important in my opinion, I think. Like, so reflection, I think reflecting back on 2024 or past years and just like how mm-hmm. you feel, what made you happy, what didn't make you happy, to just really take the time to sit and think about it, like sit with your thoughts, or if you're someone who likes to write it down, journal, whatever the way is that you like to reflect, I feel like that's so important to do, because that's how you're going to make your next year better than the year before, and just figuring out what worked for you, what didn't, and just basically how we do content edits, doing a full life edit, like sit down mm-hmm. and just really think like what's not serving me anymore, clearing out all the old energy, making room for a new energy. And you can apply this to people in your life, habits in your life, like routines that you have, choices that you make, like just paying attention to your energy with other people and who makes you feel good, who makes you feel drained / exhausted, and really just audit those kind of things and just think about different experiences you had, situations, how you felt in those. Like, were you happy? Did you feel supported? Did you feel judged, not supported? And who were those people in that situation? And, you know, is it a kind of mutually beneficial relationship where you both give, you know, to the best of your abilities and all that? So I feel like mm-hmm. reflection is just such a big thing. And I think for me, that's what intimidates me, because I feel like I'm one of those people where I don't want to do something until I know I have time to sit down and do the whole thing. Like, I don't like to break things up into parts, which is why I feel like sometimes I procrastinate that, because I'm like, okay, I need to know that I have like a solid 4 hours of time to set aside so that I can just sit and reflect, because I don't want my thoughts to be interrupted. I want to be able to sit down, write everything down, think about everything, and like get that done and move on, basically. So maybe that's why I haven't done it yet. But
yeah, I've been working on my vision board. Like, mine is not like a 4 hour
no, see, I want to thing. Sit I have down, to break it up. Pinterest, get my images, get my plan, make my vision board, write down my goals. Like, I like to do things like in one sitting, since I feel like I don't want to lose my train of thought or forget something. So I need, so that's the plan this week, basically. But reflecting.
Yeah, for sure. Love that. I feel like it's so easy to like forget to reflect on the year, but when I look back on it, it's like so crazy. Like, we had a whole year go by, and I feel like I didn't, and I'm sure a lot of you guys didn't, like reflect while it was going. Yes. I mean, obviously you have like little here and there reflections, but I think this is such a good time where you can just sit down and like really write down like how it went. For me, it's journaling, because I, for some reason, can actually get my train of thought perfectly down when I'm writing it. Like, it just flows. So I found that journaling really helps me, but I know that's definitely not everyone's preferred method.
I feel like I try to journal so hard, but like, I cannot write fast enough to keep up with my thoughts. And then I'm like
blacking out, like flowing. Like, I don't know. I think it's definitely, it's not everyone's like vibe.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I love the thought of a journal, but like for some reason, it just like does not connect.
Yeah. So I feel like find whatever connects for you.
Yeah.
Could just be like a little meditation or like sitting with your thoughts, like in silence, like just like thinking about, like maybe writing an ins and outs list would be easier than like,
yeah, that's me,
writing an entry. But yeah, I think that's like a really, really important way to start 2025, because then you just know what you want to take out and what you want to focus on. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm finally pretty clear on that. So yeah, definitely recommend doing that to start the year.
Love that. I know another thing I want to do is, like you kind of said, like do kind of mini audits throughout the year, like maybe once a quarter, to just like sit back, reflect on the quarters, the past 3 months,
yeah, how things have gone. I need to remember, because
I feel like
too.
That's so beneficial too. So it's like, it's something that we shouldn't just do at the beginning of the year. Like, we should be doing this consistently. So that's something I really want to try to do, because like you said, it's so crazy to literally think and reflect. And like this time last year, I was like getting ready to get married, basically, which is crazy that it's already a year.
Time, I feel like, is this so year weird.
Flew by. So yeah, just like reflecting more in the moment and doing that, I think would be a really good thing to take into this year. But yeah, reflection is huge. And I feel like that's how you decide to do your edits and how you want to create what your new year will be like. So
yeah, and like your vision board, I feel like that will help guide your vision board.
Yeah, just that, like your vision board, your goals, like writing down your goals as specific as possible. Have you seen those videos that people do? I think this is the cutest freaking thing, where they make a video to themselves at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah, I saw a girl
do that.
And then
they stitch it really cute at the end of the year of like what happened and what didn't. And like, that is so cool to document that process.
I know,
like that.
That is
that was
really
like
cool.
Really cute.
Maybe I'll do one like just for myself.
Yeah. So
or like a journal prompt even.
Mm-hmm. So that, and I feel like once I get in the zone with vision boarding, that's when the creativity starts to flow, and then I can start writing down my goals and like things that I want to do, and then all the different like sections of life, like personal, business, professional, like all that kind of stuff. So that's why I need to like be in the zone. I need to have my moment that's uninterrupted, so I can just like basically brain dump for like a couple hours to get my life together. So that will be coming soon. Another thing that's really important going into the year, I think, is just gratitude in general. So just again, reflecting on everything that happened last year, and maybe it's not something you wanted, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. Certain doors close so that other doors can open, and just being grateful for the path that you're on and the journey that you're on. And maybe you're not everything is happening for you right at that moment, but just knowing that it's all part of your story. Mm-hmm. And just being grateful for the opportunities that you do have. And just, I feel like when you're grateful and you have gratitude, it just creates such a more positive energy around the new year and just the outlook for the year in general. I think gratitude is huge, and that's something I always want to carry with me, because I feel like all of those of us who are in this industry, like, we are so blessed. Like, to be in this industry is such a blessing, and it's such a unique experience, because I feel like it's still, like, speaking in terms of industries, like, pretty new as an industry. So the fact that we get to be a part of that, participate in it, is just, like, such a cool thing. Like, my college self would literally just, like, freak out over. Like, scream. It's so crazy. Yes. So it's just, like, carrying that always, and, like, again, when maybe something doesn't work out in your favor, or you don't get that collab you wanted that you made a really great pitch for, or you didn't get invited on that brand trip, like, just still having gratitude about our situation and, like, what we're doing. I don't know. I feel
like gratitude is so important. It's also just such a high frequency vibration, and when you align with that vibration, like, you are so magnetic, you're pulling in opportunities, like, and you don't even know it, but it really comes when you're, like, so genuinely grateful and like practicing gratitude every day. Like, it can't just be like a fake little like thing that you say every day, but you don't, like, mean it, you know? Like, I don't know, I feel like it's changed my perspective every day. I say to myself, I do, like, a really quick meditation of three things that I'm grateful for in that moment, in that day. And I feel like, it just changes the vibe, changes the energy. I feel like you attract more positivity. And they always say, they being like the spiritual girlies, like, they always say, do your journal prompts where you're saying what you're grateful for, like, present in the present moment, but also writing it as, like, kind of like a script for your future self. Like, you're saying what you're like, I'm so grateful that I have such a beautiful following of X amount of numbers and I get to inspire them every day. Or I'm so thankful for, like, your dream house, and just writing that out. It just aligns you to that vibe. Gratitude is so, so high frequency.
I feel like gratitude, like, leads to good karma. I feel like there has to be some correlation in there, because I just feel like when you're grateful, you're just in such a better mood, and then, like, you're doing things that puts good karma out there. Yeah. I feel like. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
it's coming from your heart.
Gratitude. I kind of do the same thing, like a little meditation of just things that I'm grateful for, and just like.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm so, like, I'm just like, I'm so grateful for this roof over my head. But like, I genuinely am. Like,
yes.
So genuine about it, because like, there are so many people who are just so much less fortunate, and like, to just even have a roof over your head is just such a blessing. So I just feel like even like things like that, like it doesn't even have to be like business related or anything, just like life general, anything I think of in that moment, just saying that out. And I like to say it out loud too when I remember, just to like put that out, like put the energy out there. But yeah, I think gratitude is super, super important for the new year. And I just think as an out, like, I feel like complaining is so out. Like, I don't know if this is just me, but I really just cannot stand complaining. I get it. We all do it. Like, we all need to, like, get it out there. And, like, sometimes things are just not going the right way. And I get that. But it's just, like, people who constantly complain all the time, or they put that energy out there, I'm just like, please, like, I don't want that energy around me. Like, immediately, no. Like, immediately scroll to the next thing. Immediately, like just next. Like, exit out. Like, I just, like, I don't know.
Well, they're, like, trying to bond and attract people with, like, also that negative frequency. So, if you find yourself, like, interacting with that, or maybe, like, you're creating that, like, maybe this is a good little New Year's resolution. Like, practice more gratitude every day. Cut that habit.
And I know it's negativity. Like, hard to find that balance, because I feel like people want to be like, oh, well, I want to be like realistic on social media and share,
or like relatable,
you know, the highs and the lows. But and that's not what I'm talking about. I feel like there are just certain levels of it. And if it's like, if you find that all you do is complain, and like you said, that's how you're bonding with people, maybe try bonding in a more positive light and like sharing things that way, or just like spinning things, you know. It's like, oh, like this thing really didn't work out for me today, and I'm really, really bummed about it, but I know like I'm on my own journey, and what's meant to be will happen, and I'm just trying to stay positive and focus on things that are going right in the moment. I feel like you can always spin things to be positive, and it's like, we don't need to be that perfect positive person 100% of the time, but I think like working towards that, I think your just outlook and your energy and just your direction will just be so much more positive. It's like, you just you are, what is it, like, you attract what you are. You attract.
Oh, you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. I think it's that,
right? So like, yeah, I feel like that's just like a good reminder. Yeah, I like that quote. Okay, yeah, next one is just in terms of like content planning and strategy, so more like a business take on it. I think it's really beneficial when you take the time to actually plan your content, or like what you want your account to grow into or look like, or just visualize when you are setting those goals and trying to be as specific as possible. Like, who are you trying to target? Like, what kind of content do you want to be posting? If you could describe your content in three words, what would it be? If your audience could describe your content in three words, what would it be? And just really trying to pinpoint that. I feel like, I mean, there are some people who just literally post whatever, whenever, anytime, and like that might be their strategy and that works for them. But I think as a business and like looking ahead for the year, just like, I feel like it's good to make some sort of a strategy plan or a business plan, so you know the direction that you want to go, so that as the year goes on, you can be like, okay, are we making progress? Is this working? Is this not working? Do I need to change this? Like,
Yeah, I feel like it gives you like more of a direction and just more of a plan for the year. I feel like this industry can get overwhelming, and I feel like the more you can control the little things like that, the easier it is. So yeah, really thinking about like what you want to be known for, what sort of content you want to inspire others with, looking at your personal brand, things like that. And also thinking about the brands you want to be working with. I think that's really important, especially with manifesting, especially with these vision boards. I saw a girl do a TikTok recently on her vision board from last year and the brands she worked with, and it was actually really crazy. She is a really big influencer, but she put like Miu Miu and Chanel, and she worked with both of those. So yeah, that was, it was really cute seeing that. So just getting really specific, because then I feel like you can intentionally plan how you will get there,
and how you,
that get like you there too, what would what would a person who's working with like Chanel Beauty, what would they post? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's exactly how you should like create your content around.
Yeah. That's something I really want to like focus in and dive in this year is like really pick in like the different categories. So like beauty, fashion, home, lifestyle, whatever, like really thinking about, okay, what brands do I really want to build a relationship with this year? Mm-hmm. And it could be on gifting terms, whatever.
Yeah.
Or like what brands do I want to do like a paid partnership with this year, and then write them down and then have this list somewhere that's visible. So I'm like, when I'm like, oh, I don't know what content to make, or I want to do a beauty tutorial. Like I want to do like, say, for example, I want to work with Hourglass Beauty. Get on their PR list, gifting, like, okay, I need to remember, like, I know that in my head, but like sometimes when the time comes to like create the content, you're like a little frazzled and you just kind of like do whatever feels good in the moment. So I want to have this list to refer to and be like, oh yeah, I want to make like a dedicated beauty video using all the Hourglass products that I currently have so that I can like do that and then tag them and like look at their content and kind of see who they repost, who they work with, and then, you know, create content that's my vibe but will be kind of similar to what they like and then execute that way. And I feel like I want to do that because I feel like sometimes I get very overwhelmed, like there's so many brands out there, there's so much content I want to do, like I want to do all these things, everything seems so exciting, I get so excited, and then I get this excitement anxiety where I'm just so excited I get anxiety basically.
Yeah.
And so like I think having this list and really like thinking like top 10 brands for each category I think is plenty. So it's like, okay, when I'm making purchase decisions, like I need to try to purchase from these 10 brands so that I'll have products so that I can create content so that I can tag them. And even if it's not a dedicated post, I'm still incorporating it in them because I feel like time and time again, like anytime we talk to a PR rep, they always say there's a back-end system that tells them who is posting them, who's organically tagging them, who's like all that. And so I just want to like, instead of just posting a bunch of random brands here and there, maybe once, I want to like be very targeted and try to pick 10 and then focus, really focus on that kind of content, I think is one of my strategies. That's a really good idea. Because then I feel like that'll help me just focus a little more. It'll help keep my audience interested in those specific brands and topics instead of just being so random sometimes. So that's what I'm gonna incorporate this
and like
year.
It'll help,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
and then I can mention that brand
known
more
for like like people know like, oh, that she loves this brand,
yes,
I'm gonna buy this. And also the brand's probably gonna be like, oh, she loves this brand, we should work with her, it's such an organic fit.
Exactly.
But yeah, I feel
that's
like
that's another thing that I keep hearing too, is that like brands want to work with people who have organically talked about them.
Yeah.
So they're looking for creators who are already talking about them, basically, not just like random creators to partner with. So I feel like that's just another good way to kind of stand out to a brand. And then especially if you're going to actually pitch that brand yourself, then you have links you can share with them. Here's the content I've created. Here's like times that I've mentioned you. Here's some sales from my LTK, whatever. So yeah, I feel like that'll help me like just focus a little bit more and feel a little less chaotic in terms of like working with brands like, and dream lists and all that.
Like we have to remember pretty much like our accounts are a portfolio, and if you are being strategic, you're doing that, and like you're not just posting random things, like it's intentional. Especially like I will buy from brands that I know pay creators a good amount. Of course, like I have to like the product, but like I am intentionally building my like bathroom products and things like that, and the things that are in my videos, like it might not be paid, it might be gifted, but like I'm putting it there for that reason. And I feel like that's like, if you have not thought about that or done that yet, that's a really good little tip in these like morning routine videos or skincare routine videos. Like it can be a very strategic placement to really help you get a paid collab.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that's just like a good thing to think about, because it's like there's so many creators now, there's so many brands. And so it's like really like figuring out what your brand is, what vibe you want, finding brands that align with that, that you align with, and then moving in that direction. So And I feel like I kind of started to see that in terms of like opportunities that I got this past year. Like, I feel like I really wanted to focus on 2024 of being like a little more elevated, even if it was still like wearing sweats or leggings, like still incorporating and making it chic. And I feel like I worked with a lot of brands who also align with that. So I feel like that was really cool to see kind of come together. So I'm like, okay, this is working. So this is
like it's not for nothing. People are noticing.
But yeah, even just like visualizing things that you want to do, or even just trips you want to go on, brand trips, or just trips, travel places,
like where you want to go. Like I mentioned the whole Portugal thing that randomly happened.
Even just like ways to diversify your income too, I feel like is really good to kind of plan out, like, what are your streams of income? Are you getting paid partnerships? Are you doing affiliate programs? Are you selling a product? Are you, what else? I'm like blanking. Selling clothes, like coaching, like whatever feels.
There's so many things out there.
And we have episodes on that too. You could probably just search multiple streams of income and those episodes will come up if you need inspo. But yeah, just figuring out like what best aligns with you. You don't have to do all of them. Like, pick a couple that you really like that you can see yourself doing. And because we always say it's good not to put all your eggs in one basket. So it's like figuring out what's gonna work for you. And I feel like that way it's like maybe collabs are a little slow, or those net 60 or those net 90 pay terms are really getting you, then you have some extra income coming in as well. So
And I feel like last little tidbit on the whole planning out your content and ways to do that, I feel like a really good way to do that, just as an example, is looking back into your saved folders and seeing and planning like your content based on what you saved last year. I feel like I have so many folders I could look back on and plan accordingly for this year by season. Like, I feel like I could literally plan out exactly what I want to do around Valentine's Day, exactly what I want to do or where I want to go for like content around the springtime, and plan it like so far in advance, just by looking back into saved folders.
I think another thing I want to do this year is like, I feel like we did a good job this year, but I feel like I even want to do it a little more. It's just be like a little more ahead of the game.
I know.
Just like a little more. And it's really hard because it's like when you're in the moment, like for example, I love fall, winter. Like, I want to be in winter. And I feel like, honestly, I don't know if this is me, I feel like winter goes by the fastest. I feel like it's the fastest season. It's not fair. And I feel like summer is just so long. And I'm like, I just want more winter. But it's like being on top of that. So it's like, unfortunately, we are behind in snow content because we haven't gone anywhere with snow. But like, I still want to do snow. So it's like, it'll be fine. It's January, still time. But then it's like, I feel like brands are already posting about Valentine's Day. And I'm like, hello, I just put my Christmas tree away. Can we please take a breather?
I mean, technically, that's still winter. But yeah.
I just feel like after Valentine's, it's like, yeah, maybe there's a little bit, but then it's like literally as soon as March hits, it's spring basically for most people, or it is on social media. So then it's like, I really just want to try to be like slightly more ahead.
Yeah. I feel like
in terms of content,
we're like traveling until October, and then it's all of a sudden like we like need a month to rest, and then everyone's in the snow and we're like, oh I just woke up.
Dang it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another thing I want to try to kind of plan out for the year as well. So, Okay. And then the next thing I think is just taking a look at your current routines and enhancing them. Just if there's anything you wanted to incorporate or start, like for morning routines, night routines, like really doing that. Like, I feel like I fell off my supplement wagon during the holidays, but I really want to get back on that. So for my morning routine, I'm really trying to be consistent again with all the supplements that I take, because I do notice that I feel better when I take the supplements, obviously, because I'm deficient in these things, which is why I'm taking the supplement. So that's like an example of like getting back into kind of that morning routine. And it's just like, what would your higher self or your ideal self do? And then showing up as that person, mm-hmm. and like really holding yourself accountable, making promises to yourself and sticking to them so that you can create a consistent routine or a habit. And again, it's like giving yourself grace if you skip one morning or forget or don't have time, but overall, for the most part, trying to be consistent with that, I think, is
amazing. Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to always ask myself what I think my higher self would do in situations, and then that's what I do, because that's how you will align with your highest self. And actually just doing things that I genuinely look forward to, and not just mm-hmm. because like social media tells me to like,
yes,
shares these like crazy morning routines where everyone's drinking a green juice and then going out for like a 20 minute walk and getting 10K steps in before like 12 p.m. Like, you have to do what works for you. And I think that's something that I've learned recently, is like, just because everyone is saying to do something, like, you don't have to do that. Like,
yeah,
what is gonna make you feel the most creative? Is it resting? Is it literally taking a nap? Like, you know, you have to trust your gut feeling and what makes you feel most in a flow.
Yeah, one thing for me is I would love to wake up earlier, but for some reason it's so hard because I'm just so comfy. So like,
yeah,
but maybe I know my more uncomfortable blanket. I know my higher self would get up earlier, because it's like I get so excited, there's all these things I want to do, and I feel like time just flies by so fast, and all of a sudden it's 1 p.m and I'm like, what the heck did I do this morning? Like, what is going on? So I think I just need to shift a little more. I think I stay up too late, so I think if I go to bed a little earlier, that'll help me get up a little earlier. So I know my higher self does that, so I need to do that, but that is definitely a work in progress.
Yeah.
So
I literally just had this convo with Josh this morning because he's just like that. And I made him get up with me at like 9 a.m. for a walk. I was already done for with Pilates. I did Pilates at 8 and I was like, oh my God, hell yeah. Like, let's get up. Let's go. Well, I'm such a morning person. I'm not a night person.
I wish I was. I'm just so, I just,
oh my God, I fall asleep like immediately at night.
I don't know.
I mean, that's like this. Okay. I think it was Danielle Bernstein. I think I was listening to a podcast she was on, and she was like, I wake up at 9. I think it's her. Okay, don't quote me on this. She's like, I wake up at 9. I cannot function if I wake up earlier, and like that's what works for her. So I feel like you just have to like maybe try it, and then if you don't feel aligned with
maybe that's not for you. I feel great. I'm like, oh, like anytime we see the trainer, we go from 7 to 8. So we wake up, I literally wake up at like 6:20, like 10 minutes before we have to leave, rolling out of bed, rolling into the car, and then rolling into the gym. But then I'm done, I'm like, wow, I feel so good. This feels so great.
And so many hours.
I want to get up early and do this more. And then I sleep in the next day and I'm like, oh, I just love a 9 o'clock alarm. So yeah, it's like finding balance and like figuring that out. But I think I stay up too late, honestly. Like, my goal is always to try to go to bed before midnight. When I go to bed after midnight, I notice that like my sleep isn't as good. I obviously wake up more tired and whatever. But I just like, I don't know. I really don't like going to bed before midnight. So yeah. I have to like figure that out.
Yeah, that's like not a lot of sleep, I guess.
But I think too,
I mean, that's eight hours. If I go to bed
at midnight and I wake up at 8, like that's perfect. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
But then it's like sometimes my Pilates classes that I want to take, I just like unfortunately will not take the 8 to 9 because I have to post at 8:15. So I either have to take the 7 to 8 or I have to take the 9 to 10. But then if I take the 9 to 10 class, I feel like it's already 10 o'clock. And I'm just starting. I feel behind. So then it's like if I take the 7 to 8, it's so hard getting up. But once I'm there and I'm in the class, like I feel good. But it's just like
I know it's the hardest part is just like the mental thoughts of doing it.
And I know I can do it. I know I'm capable. It's just, again, here's me complaining. But that's just something I want to work on this year for sure, and finding that balance. So, and I feel like it just sets the tone for the day. Like when I get up earlier and I get my things done, I feel so good. And then if I'm tired, I'll take a nap and it feels great. And then I love taking a nap. So it's like, I always just remind myself, like, I'll plan my nap. If I have to get up early, I'm already planning my nap. I'm already like, I'm taking a nap from 2 to 3. So, but yeah. So I think in terms of morning routine, I just want to focus on getting up a little earlier for myself.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then another thing for routines is just creating somewhat of a consistent schedule that helps you stay on track. Even if you do this full-time, part-time, I just think creating some sort of structure will help you, especially if you do this part-time and you still have another full-time job, because that's obviously even harder to manage. Just like creating structure. And for me personally too, when I have a schedule or structure or something is like written in my planner, I feel committed to that. Like I have my little Pilates app and then I'll like schedule my classes. But if I do not write that class down in my planner, I will just cancel it. I'll be like, I don't really feel like going.
Yeah. Today.
But then if I write it down in my planner as part of my schedule and I'm like writing all the things I have to do out for the week and that is in my calendar, I will go. So it's like figuring out things that work for you and creating that schedule. And then for me, it's writing it down and applying it. Cause like once it's down, I'm good. I'm going, you know, but if it's not like committed into the planner, then it's like questionable and I'll like, well, I didn't write it down and like, yeah. I'd be a little tired or like, I'd rather do something else or I just don't want to, you know, but if I write it down, then boom, committed.
Yeah. I feel like that's the benefit of joining a studio for whatever, like, workout place you go to, because you can plan so far ahead. I've been planning, like, I plan a month ahead pretty much for my studio, which is so nice because I can literally plan everything around those times and just plan for those. Because my Google Calendar is like literally my life. I love my, everything goes into it. I literally want an iPad just to like have a cuter planner. Yeah. Honestly, my sister showed me hers. It's so cute and you can like write in it. Oh, it's so cute. But that is what, with my crazy like ADHD brain, like that's how I keep a consistent schedule.
Well, I feel like too, it's just overwhelming because we have so many different tasks and things to do all the time. So it's like, we've talked about this before, dedicating certain days to certain tasks. So it's like, if you know you're going to do content or a shoot day, like blocking that off as your shoot day so that you can have another admin day. So you're not just like wasting time and like having to create content every single day because that gets so exhausting, but really being able to batch and get everything done and like creating even schedules like that. And even scheduling in your rest or your downtime too could even be good if you're someone who likes to do a lot or who doesn't like to rest.
Like, yeah, rest days are so important. I feel like that's something I feel like we have done a good job with that this year and I want to continue doing that. But like just having like a Friday, like Fridays being your rest day, you know, like you can work hard on these days because you know you have your designated rest days. And I feel like that's needs to be your reset. You let yourself get back into your creative flow. I don't know. I feel like you should plan around that. And like, if someone tries to make plans with you or whatever, something comes up, like, you know, that's your rest day and you can plan around it unless it's like needed.
Yeah. And just things too, like as you grow your business and you have more tasks and more things, like taking out the things that you just don't look forward to and or slash hiring for them. So for an example, like accountants, like as you grow and like your taxes get a little more complicated, like hiring an accountant to do that, because then it's, well, peace of mind that they're being done right and submitted and all that. But just like not having to worry about that, like hiring an assistant maybe to help you with some back end admin things, like maybe an editor if you're like really into videos, like maybe do a lot of YouTube, like having someone edit, like training someone how to edit like you. I feel like there are definitely people out there. It's hard to let go because it's like we're so specific with our content and how we want things to look, but like being able to let go of certain aspects can really help, because like sometimes I'll film so many videos and then I just like will forget to edit them and then they're just sitting in my camera roll and I spent all that time filming it, all that time prepping it, and nothing even happened with it. So I'm like, ugh. And then it's like maybe it was time sensitive or for a certain event or a holiday or whatever, and then the time passes and you're like, oh well, I can't post that now, like that sucks. So just really trying to designate tasks if you can, getting like a bookkeeper who helps keep your books clean throughout the year so you don't have to sit there at the end of the year and spend hours going through transactions and organizing, maybe hiring a photographer to help you shoot your content or an assistant again too, just like things that'll help make your business a little more fun, I guess, or just help you focus on things that you like doing and then having someone else help with the things that maybe you don't like doing.
I also just thought of a random thought that I was going to say when you were saying, I want to wake up early. I listened to this podcast. It was Sophia with an F and she had Mimi Bouchard on. And that was such a good podcast. But also one of the biggest things she said was like having a personal identity. I think that's the word she said. Like changing your personal identity. Like when people look at you and be like, oh, she's a morning person. She gets up really early. Like if you like want that to be your identity, then you like take the steps to do that. And then it comes so natural and easy for you because you know that's your personal identity and then it becomes that. I don't know if that really made sense, but that was a really good podcast episode. If you guys want to learn more about that, everything she said was so interesting because she was like, people who everyone says, oh, she's so lucky, she's such a huge successful like person in this industry, like people, that's their personal identity, and then things are just attracted to them more and like they do things in that frequency. I don't know. I thought that was really interesting how she explained it.
No, that definitely makes sense. Honestly, I'm going to do that.
Like you need to just say to yourself, like, I'm a morning person. I love waking up early. Like that's just what I do, you know? Like, oh, she was talking about that for runners. Like the difference between like runners, people doing a 5K. And then it's like it becomes your identity. Like it's your personal identity. It does, though. It's just something you love to do.
It does become something. And then like
you just... Yeah, like then you just go and do it and it's easy for them because it's like, that's just what I do. Like I'm a runner.
Yeah.
Saying things like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that. I need to write that down and then like create my personal identity. And
yeah, like create your Yeah, like it's the same thing with like higher self, whatever you want to call it. I feel like the personal identity is like a good, easy one to connect with because it doesn't feel so like far out of reach sometimes.
Okay, done. Okay, writing that down. Okay, and then just the last little section for you guys is just always being open to experimenting with new things, especially in the new year, especially as this industry is always changing. I feel like every year when brands work with creators, they always change what they want to focus on for the year. Mm-hmm. It's like so crazy. Like one year, it'll just be like, they don't really care. They're just like, whatever. And then the next year, it'll be like ROI and sales. And then the next year, it'll be like exposure and reach, and then the next year it'll be like views and likes. Like it's so crazy, it just changes every year. So I am curious as to what this year is gonna be. Also, side note, I just thought about this, what are your thoughts on the color of the year? This just randomly popped
what
in my
is
head.
It I don't think I knew.
It's like it's saw. Like I think it's called like mocha something. Wait, now I need to look it up.
Wait, is
it's
it the like, one that Jewel posted?
Yeah.
Oh, like mousse or something?
Color of the year. 2025. Like,
was it like mocha mousse, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, the Pantone. Yeah, mocha mousse.
Okay. I'm
so excited. Like, I think that's cute, right? Is it like shaking in their boots? Like, we are so done, like, with it being like bright neon colors every year.
Oh my God, I look up mocha mousse and it's like recipes. Okay.
Yeah. So excited. Look up like Pantone color of the year.
It'll okay, yeah. That's like it the just, browns it I like to wear more honestly, dark. So it's
calming,
interesting.
And pretty. And I'm really excited to see like what's going to come out. And
do you think like you've noticed things actually follow the color of the year? Because now that I think about it, like I don't.
Yes, because wasn't it?
I don't really
what
know.
Was, let me look up what 2024 was, honestly. This is such a tangent. Okay, yeah. But I just had
Let's,
to get that off
I'm
my
gonna look up 2023.
Oh, okay. It said 2024 was Peach Fuzz. I don't remember.
See,
that.
I feel like they don't really, like, nothing really happens. 2023 was magenta, but okay, that also was the year Barbie came out.
Was very Perry. Honestly, I feel like Periwinkle was very much. Okay, I feel like Magenta was so strong. Like Valentino had that turned their whole store.
Yeah, you're right.
And had the whole line of pinks. Like it was just true. So like
it was also Barbie year, so I feel like everything was centered around that. But yeah, I'm interested to see if like things are actually done around it.
Embracing Mokumas.
Yes.
I'm so excited. So okay.
Sorry. Wait, what was last year you said? Sorry, I just need to remember.
Oh, Peach Fuzz.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a pastel and like, I don't know. Okay.
So random.
Back to experimenting with new things.
Okay.
So just being able, because social media changes so much, being able to be flexible. I feel like the more flexible you are, I think the more successful you're going to be. Sometimes it's really hard to change our ways or like if we're, for example, like me, like I love photo content. Photo content makes me happy. I like consuming it. I like saving it. I like liking it. Like love a photo content. But obviously video has made its way and it's like short form video is what brands are looking for, like talking videos. So it's like being open to creating content like that. And like you don't have to shift your whole page to be that. But I think adding in just a couple of that here and there so that if brands do go to your profile, they do see that you do that. So it just opens you up for more opportunities, I feel like. So it could just be like creating a series or trying different formats like moody vibes, aesthetic vibes, talking, short form, long form, just or even experimenting with a new platform. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't hurt to try new things and you never know what could work or what could take off or like what could be your thing.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is the time to do it. Like try a new format, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like things trend like every few months and I feel like it's fun to like try it out and see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you never know, you know?
Yeah,
I feel like series do really well.
And I feel like now it's just like even with engagement, I feel like engagement is just all over the place all the time. Yeah. It feels like it's so inconsistent. So it's like might as well just throw something new in there and just see what happens. And then if it doesn't do well, like, oh, well, then go back to your thing that, you know, does well, get some engagement and then try a new thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like. And then I feel like it just shows brands different kinds of content you're able to create, which again helps you in terms of partnerships and all that. So
build your portfolio.
Yes. And then another thing too, we've said this before, is just going to events alone, putting yourself out there, meeting new people, meeting brand contacts, networking. I just feel like you feel so empowered when you go to an event alone, like when you get in the car and you're leaving, you're just like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I did that. I did it. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I talked to so many people. I talked to this person. I met this brand contact. I hired this friend. Like, whatever. Like, I feel like it always just turns out so much better than how we, like, freak ourselves out in our heads. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, doing things like that. And just in general, getting out of your comfort zone and just building trust with yourself and just knowing that you can do hard things and that I feel like you just become more resilient, more confident when you put yourself in those situations. And then the more you do it, the better you get at it. And then the less it feels scary, if that makes sense. So it's like you're only pushing yourself and making yourself better by being uncomfortable. And I think that's really cool.
Yes.
So that's another thing. Maybe saying yes to opportunities that you might not, or maybe you get invited on a brand trip and they don't give you a plus one. You're like, I'm not going to know anyone there. Just go put yourself out there, see what happens. I feel like usually everyone is really nice and it's fun and like you meet new people and you get exposed to new creators and different niches from different places. And then I feel like you make new friends. So yeah, I feel like 2025 can be the year of just like maybe pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone just a little more than you did in 2024. So
yeah, that's a good little thing to plan for.
I feel like that's like kind of our thoughts going into 2025 and how we're going to start the year out, how we're planning, things we're thinking about. So again, it's like the reflection, the gratitude, creating content plans and strategies for our businesses, enhancing our routines, whether that's our morning routine or night routine, just daily routines, whatever, and creating our personal identities and telling ourselves this is who we are, and then we're just going to be yes. her, and then experimenting with new things. So I feel like 2025 is going to be such a great year, so many fun things ahead. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week, our first one for 2025 is Cool Cat Colleen, spelled C-O-O-C-O-O-L. Sorry, let me start over. C-O-O-L-C-A-A-T-C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Cool Cat Colleen. Colleen, shout out to you, girl. She asks really good questions in our question boxes. She is a very supportive, sweet listener. And also, she's just a stunning girl. She has a whole model vibe going on. She does a lot of like organized shoots, which is so iconic, so cool. Shout out to you, girl. Thank Love you for that. Listening. Yes.
We appreciate you guys so much, and we just want to shout you out throughout the year and just thank you guys for the support, because we're so grateful. So, and then I think just our plans for 2025 this year, we really want to bring you guys more guests this year. So if you have any recommendations or people you want to hear from, DM us and let us know, and we'll do our best. Lots of Q&A episodes. We love all the questions that you guys ask, and just diving deep into topics you guys want to hear about. So again, if you have any topics that you want us to cover, or maybe do a refresh on, update new information, let us know as well. But I feel like that's the plan. And I think also too, we really want to do some more kind of in-person meetups / events to connect with you guys. Kind of like not our huge trips, but like on a smaller local scale. So stay tuned for all that as well. And we love you guys so much. Happy New Year. I hope the new year has been a great start for you. And if it hasn't, honestly, totally fine. Just start over this week.
Yeah.
There's exactly. No rush, no pressure. And I feel like another thing too is like, not everything has to be done at the beginning of the year. If you have a new idea, a new strategy, whatever, start it in a month. Like, it doesn't have to be make or break like January 1st. So just remember that going into the year and not putting too much pressure on yourself and just giving yourself grace as we go through this journey together. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And we're so excited for the new year and to be back. And we'll chat with you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.